Well, we keep asking, when are Redcliffe going to sign someone? Who have the Dolphins got? And we don't know. They said November the 1st. Righto, we're into this. We're going to have marquee signings. Dobbo from the Rush Hour, our NRL insider, what is going on in out of the peninsula?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Look, don't panic yet, okay? There's no need, Marto. Just relax, grab a cup of tea and a biscuit.
They haven't got any, but they got nothing.
They are going to make announcements in the next 3 days that will be very favourable if you're a Dolphin supporter.
Oh.
They are well into negotiations, and you've got to remember, there are players throughout the NRL that are coming back to their preseason training in the next couple of weeks and want to tell their teammates face-to-face they're leaving. They have the right to do that. They've been playing for sides throughout the NRL, and they want to get back and obviously talk to those players because they've had semi-finals, players have been given extra, they're recovering from injuries, and they are well down the track. Now, look, we do know that Brandon Smith has said it's either the Roosters or the Dolphins. I would be highly surprised if he goes to the Roosters. I think you can almost bank on at some point in the next couple of weeks, Brandon Smith from the Melbourne Storm will be touted as a Dolphins player. You've also got, there's a winger by the name of Jermaine Asako. Now, I'm not saying he's a group winner, but I can tell you, I believe that he will end up at the Dolphins at some point in the next couple of weeks as well. Obviously, he's been sought after. There's a lot of wingers at this stage at Brisbane, and he isn't going to be playing a lot of first grade. So he's played first grade before, and if he wants to stay in Brisbane, he'll end up at the Dolphins.
Dobbo, you talked to a lot of managers. The problem is Tino signed his deal with the Gold Coast, signed an extension to the Gold Coast. And they're going to the Dolphins and going, what have you got for me? Then they're just going back to their existing clubs and going, look what I've got, Harry Grant maybe. They're just playing the Dolphins as
their other teams.
As a bonus.
Okay, so for Harry Grant, let's go quickly. The option was in the club's favour. Now, Harry Grant could stay for $440,000, or Melbourne could take up his offer for $520,000. Melbourne took up that offer. That's why Harry Grant isn't available. Now, the best number nine after him is Brandon Smith, and I believe the Dolphins will get them.
Okay.
I'll tell you with Tino. Tino went to the Gold Coast Titans on a two-year deal. He then built the side. He convinced David Fifita to leave the Broncos. Tino is a loyal bloke, and he felt that he owed the Titans some respect because of the decisions that he made 2 years ago. So he was never going to walk. It was a hard decision. I've got to be honest with you. The Dolphins offered about $100,000 more than what he ended up signing for. I spoke to Tino last night. He said it was all about loyalty for him. He said the Titans believed in me when Melbourne didn't, and he thought he owed them something. So I don't have a big problem with that. I know it's disappointing. Dolphins fans, I will tell you, in the next couple of days, there will be some big-name signings coming, and you will be very happy.
Come on, Ben, give us some of those names. What's one that we can maybe cling on to some hope for?
I just gave you one, Brandon Smith.
Yeah,
that's number nine in the game.
We all know that, though. Give us something else, because we see all these defecting back to their clubs. Tune into
the Rush Hour tonight, and you'll be right, okay?
I don't.
Or download the listener app.
Dob, I was with about 8 blokes on the weekend. We were sitting around, all Broncos fans. Five of that 8 are all going to become Dolphins fans. Are you hearing any news like that?
Of course. But, I mean, if the Broncos win this year, which I think they will, I bet you they don't go and cash their chips in. I don't care. They're all saying that at the moment, coming off a wooden spooner and a 15th position. Let's just hold the pen before you put the line through the Broncos. They've got a good roster, and you'll see big improvements.
All right, you know what we're holding? That bit of that recording that just you tipped the Broncos to win the premiership. Thanks, mate.
No, they could win the premiership.
Oh, you said they will.
I don't think so.
Hey, Dobbo.
Mate, all 17 teams have a chance. See you guys.
Love your work, mate. 6 o'clock tonight, Rush Hour.